bigger than Motown, a Sony, or Warner Brothers.
Death Row is gonna be the biggest record company there is.
Hey, nigga, why you fucking with me?
Fuck you, nigga, cause I can.
Oh. Next year, Death Row gonna start putting out all money.
The very first year, I generated $150 million.
More money we made, the bigger that we got. Game more dangerous.
This is just a blood nation.
Drama, we're gonna definitely bring it like only Death Row.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kinda hard being Snoop D O double G. But I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass shit like
that ass once again.
Death Row Records was the most controversial hip hop record label up to date in the 5 decades of hip hop. The Death Row story is based upon a lifestyle that set the tone for gangster rap in the 90s, which significantly changed the course of American music history. The Nation of Podcation has woven the tale of intense drama that paved the way for some of the world's biggest stars, including Tupac Shakur, Dr. Dre, and Snoop Dogg. The Death Row record story details the visionary entrepreneur life story of Suge Knight, encompassing the rise to the top of the charts after partnering with Dr. Dre to found Death Row Records. We tell you where Suge intended to take hip-hop in the new millennium and feature insightful interviews with business associates, family members, and artists who speak candidly about Death Row Records.
What I'm doing right now is I'll be putting out a solo album soon.
Everybody put their all into the Chronic album because we seen that not only was this going to build a record company that we were on, because this was the first album off the record company we were on, this will build all of our careers.
And we vibing straight, whatever Dre wants. It's Dre, whatever you want. You want this concept, Dre, you want this. It's all about Dre, it's all about Compton and Dre.
It was during this time Dr. Dre was able to put together the ensemble cast headlined by Snoop Doggy Dogg, Daz, Corrupt, RBX, Rage, DOC, and Nate Dogg.
I gotta go roll up the joint. Yeah. Weed, the best weed, you know what I'm saying? That's why we made the Chronic, because we had the Chronic.
6187 on an undercover car.
Yeah, and you don't stop.
Cause 6187 on an undercover car.
Creep with me as I crawl through the hood. Maniac lunatic calling Snoop Eastwood. Kicking dust as I bust fuck peace. And the motherfucking fuck police.
So you got your label going. You got your money from the soundtrack. So how'd you meet Jimmy?
So we go to the meeting with Interscope. I said, I'm going to give you the best song for the summer. I said, better yet, the best song for the whole year. And I got an album done. I got a record label. The album's called The Chronic. They're like, yeah. So I played G-Thang for them. Jimmy the Wrestler dude said it was the worst song ever. Oh, it's not a hit song. So I tell Andre, let's go. So we push.
1, 2. Bring it to the folks. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door, ready to make an entrance, so back on up, cause you know about to rip.
Chronic was finished. We had originally thought we were going to be able to distribute the record with Sony. Sony refused to distribute the Chronic.
Sony, because of their fearfulness of some of the crazy things going on around Death Row and their wariness of the contractual status of Dr. Dre, didn't want to get that deal done.
Everybody got afraid of putting out any kind of rap records with explicit lyrics that talked about killing cops and stuff.
It wasn't nobody out there with us. I mean, it was a time when we were shopping the deal. We had an album done.
Suge and Dre are up at Interscope. Jimmy Iovine got a hold of Dre.
They then got in touch directly with Suge and said, you know, Griffey was here, he won't make us a deal, but if you bring us a record, we'll give you $1 million.
There's a lot of prejudice in the business, and people think it's so much black and white. But a lot of it is young and old. But guys, only thing they want to do is sit you down and say, look, okay, Suge, you say you're a young entrepreneur, this is what we're going to do. Give me all the stuff you got. Give me your tapes, give me your masters, give me your groups. I'm going to go over there and make you a deal. But you know, my opinion was, look, I ain't no punk. You don't got to talk for us. We're going to go in there to speak for ourselves. Instead of getting a dollar, we want $5. You know, and our masters, and our ownership.
The Chronic goes out and sells 5 million copies, generates $50 million that saved Interscope, made Interscope.
You couldn't turn on MTV without seeing Dr. Dre.
First time I performed songs for The Chronic, was with Dr. Dre, and we did like a small little concert in Compton. And man, motherfuckers were singing every word of the songs, and it made me feel like, damn, this is my life right here.
Studio, and whatever came out that day, if it was the bomb, it went on the album.
And it was so many creative minds in one place that the song just, almost every song came out to be a hit.
We didn't give up at all. We just came out just straight. We just try anything, you know what I'm saying? It was cool, though. That's what made the album a different success and a huge success, because we was doing stuff that wasn't nobody doing.
Yeah, cause if it don't stop, I have to put my ride in reverse, go back and take another spot, cause I'm rolling in my 6-4.
I get up every day, and long as it's the company's happy, long as I'm happy, long as the artist's happy, long as we selling records, it's all matters. Everything else is just talk.
Izzy was not the type of guy that would take a beating and not respond in some way. That I can assure you. Izzy was small in stature, but a lot in guts.
This led to more problems between Dr. Dre and Death Row Records versus Eazy-E and Ruthless Records. Several diss tracks and records were made going back and forth, enhancing the beef between the two companies.
It's business. People just don't trust each other. I'm glad you and I trust each other. You trust me, don't you?
Yeah, boss.
Oh, no. I work for you. I work for Sleazy E. I wouldn't have it any other way. We're going to make lots of money.
That's good.
All right, so now that the contracts are signed,
mm-hmm.
It's time for you to go find me some rappers.
Okay.
You ready to get rich?
Ready.
You ready to make money?
I'm ready.
You ready to buy a house?
I'm ready.
A car?
Yes.
You go find the talent.
Yes.
You trust me.
Gotcha.
All right, go, boy.
I'm out.
Go, boy.
Gotcha.
Don't even respect your ass. So now it's time for the doctor to check your ass, fool. Used to be my homie, used to be my ace. Now I wanna slap the taste out your mouth, make it bow down to the rope. Ganking me, now I'm ganking you, little hoe.
Did you ever at one time, you had Dre on your label at one time? Or was he with you?
He was in NWA,
okay.
And he was a producer.
Okay.
For Ruthless Records.
Alright. So Snoop Dogg was never with you?
Nah, he was never with me.
I noticed you're very short on those two names. You have very little to say.
I can talk about them all day. I mean, you know, I make money from Dre and Snoop, so it don't matter. It's all good.
Have you and Dre have ran into each other on one-on-one?
Yeah, Dre stays right around the corner for me, but when he sees me, he ducks his head because he's scared to face me. Somebody put him up to that. See, Dre now works for somebody that used to work for him. And how he claims that Death Row is his. It's somebody else. It's a bodyguard that used to work for Dre.
Mm-hmm.
Dre now works for him. So he all screwed up.
Okay. So in other words, it's like leave Easy's album.
Come over here. And then it was like a little threatening and a little everything. It got kind of serious.
Mm-hmm.
Where it got so serious with Dre. Owed these people so much money that he burnt his house down. He ended up getting shot. Because he owed money and he got nothing but problems. You see all the other problems he's having now. On the road, they canceled his tour.
I had invited these guys over to the studio. When Suge came, these guys were using the phone.
Yeah, it was a phone that was in the studio that was reserved for me to call on. And Suge would make it clear to everybody that phone should not be tied up. Because of my situation, it was hard for me to communicate, so the phone could not be busy.
So he told them, hey man, get off the phone. So the guy says to Suge, hey man, we were invited up here by Dre. And Dre told us that we could use this phone.
By challenging Suge about the phone and also challenging Suge about his authority, them just found themselves in an awkward position.
An argument ensued. Suge went down to the car and got a gun.
That was Suge's domain. And no one would talk back to him and no one would go against him. For somebody to be visiting and taking a stance against him, it was like he had to clear that up.
And, he beat these guys up in the studio. He shot through the wall to scare them. The hole is in the wall over there. The cops came and dug the bullet out.
George and Linwood Stanley later sued Knight. He agreed on a $1 million settlement, but only paid a third of it.
Well, they said it was a red room. And a lot of people said that basically, if you came in there, won the record deal, and you're gonna rap, and you rap right there on the floor, if it was garbage, you got a beat down.
I don't think nobody got beat down if they didn't want to get beat down. Because, you know, before it's the Red Room, it was like, it was a room of truth. You know, it was consequences. If you're going to stop everybody from working or doing business, and you saying you're a rapper, you're a singer, you better be able to sing and you better be able to rap.
Snoop's album comes out. This is the most anticipated rap album in history.
It's all about you, Snoop. You the hottest thing coming out the West Coast in a long time. And Dre gonna produce it. And when Dre produce an album from top to bottom, you can't.
Bigger than Motown, a Sony, or Warner Brothers.
Death Row's gonna be the biggest record company there is.
Hey, nigga, why you fucking with me?
Fuck you, nigga, cause I can.
Oh. Next year, Death Row gonna start putting out all money.
Very first year, I generated
$115. More money we made, the bigger that we got, it became more dangerous.
It was just a blood nation.
Drama, we gonna definitely bring it like only Death Row is ready.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kinda hard being Snoop D-O-double-G, but I somehow, some way, keep coming up.